right. Good afternoon, GRN listeners across the South and Central Texas listening area. This is your live. This is your local program. This is In His Vineyard. I'm Gordy Zambrano, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network South and Central Texas listening area. And you can hear this program every Monday at noon right here on your local GRN station, online at grnonline.com. Or on the free Guadalupe Radio Network app. And I gave a lot of network app cards this past week, and I'll tell you all about it at Fullness of Truth. But join us on Facebook if you can. We're at GRN South and Central TX. That's our Facebook page. You can follow us, see everything we're doing, where we're at, what we're doing. So join that Facebook group page if you can. I want to thank everyone listening in from Marble Falls, Fredericksburg, Kerrville, Uvalde, and of course, right here in San Antonio. We're grateful that you have decided to spend this hour joining us on getting caught up on all things Catholic in South and Central Texas. And as you know, on this program, we try to bring you a variety of informative discussions, highlighting different people, ministries, and also events like the event at St. Louis Day that we're going to talk about today that's going on in the Archdiocese of San Antonio and parts of the Diocese of Austin. Now, before we turn our conversation over to, talking about St. Louis Day, and we're going to talk to Ray Lopez about the GRN Academy because, you know, it's classes are starting to fill up, but you know we need to get Ray's class filled up because he's a little low on the registration. So, we were talking to people this weekend, and about GRN Academy and at Fullness of Truth. So we're going to talk about that and how you can register and what the classes are about. We'll do that in the first 10 minutes, and then we're going to go to break, and we're going to come back with our friends from St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville. We've got Father Roger Montecalvo, CICM, in the studio. We got Joan Tyner. Joan is also from the parish, and also our good friend Frankie Kemp, who was just here a month ago. And this time he's here to talk about the big celebration, the big St. Louis Day Catholic Church celebration that's going to be coming up August 23rd and 24th. We're going to talk all about that. I'm really looking forward to our discussions, and I'm thankful for all of you to come into the studio. But before we begin those conversations, of course, we get our program started the way it should, and that's in prayer. And remember, as we pray, to ask the Lord to make his will known to you and for the grace to accomplish his will in love and obedience. And as we pray, keep in mind Pope Leo, Archbishop Gustavo, Bishop Garionic, Bishop Michael Boulet, all of our priests, deacons, seminarians, and also our nuns out there, our sisters. We've got to pray for them, and anybody in the religious education, want to pray for them. So, and also pray for our country and our president. So with that said, whenever a priest is in the house, of course, I turn to them for prayer, because who else to lead us? The protectors of the Eucharist to lead us in prayer. So Father Roger, will you lead us in our opening prayer?
All right. Thank you. Our help is in the name of the Lord, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Almighty God, Creator and Sovereign Lord, we gather before you with hearts full of gratitude and reverence. We thank you for the life and legacy of your faithful servant, St. Louis, King of France, whose example continues to inspire us in our journey of faith. Lord, as we celebrate the life of St. Louis during this festive occasion this weekend, on August 23, 24, St. Louis Catholic Church, Castroville, we ask you for your presence to guide our conversation. May his virtues of humility, justice, and compassion become more deeply rooted in our own lives. Help us to emulate his steadfast commitment to serving those in need, his love for peace, and his unwavering devotion to you. Bless all those who work to organize especially the St. Louis Day Committee with the leadership of Father Oscar, and participate in the St. Louis Festival. May it be a time of joy, fellowship, and spiritual renewal of all involved. Grant through our conversation today, we may grow in wisdom and understanding, drawing closer to you, encouraging one another in faith. We entrust this gathering, the Guadalupe Radio Station, to the intercession of our Blessed Mother, Our Lady of Guadalupe, that she may wrap us in her mantle of love, guidance, leading us always to her Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. We ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you so much, Father, for kicking the program off in prayer like we always do. And we're grateful for you being here in the studio. But I want to recap what went on last weekend, what's coming up. There's a lot of stuff coming up. But Fullness of Truth last weekend was awesome. And GRM was out there. We had our two-table booth. One was for our live remote, which I was so happy about. We had a lot of people coming up to our tables, and, we had prayer cards, stickers, and pens, and, people just coming up having conversation. They were from all over, everywhere. I mean, I met people here that were from Chicago, and that was pretty cool, and, Houston, Dallas. But the live remotes went very well. Dave Palmer did an excellent job up as MC. He's part of the GRN family. We had all of our GRN family out there. Ray helped me with our live remotes and got us connected. But, to meet Father Brent, Dr. Brent Petrie and Matthew Leonard, I got to meet him in person. He's my keynote speaker next April 9th, 2026 at Fishers of Men. And then we streamed his talk at 9:45 on Saturday. We streamed it across San Antonio. And I hope a lot of you heard that talk because it was impactful, and Matthew Leonard is incredible. So want to get everybody to get to know Matthew Leonard, because once the dinner comes around, I want that sold out with 500 seats sold. But, and I think we're going to get there. Also, the Salesian sisters, want to thank them for coming by. Sister Mota and Desiree were awesome with the kids. They led the youth camp. And of course, the music by Dave and Lauren Moore was incredible. And I want to thank Ken Zammit, the founder of Fullness of Truth, and Madeline, his staff. They did a fantastic job. And thank you for always thinking of Guadalupe Radio Network. I got to get in front of the, in the big ballroom in front of, before, I think it was before Dr. Brent Petrie spoke, and I got to do a little pitch on GRN and listening and all that good stuff. And it was so exciting. And I was happy to be a part of it. So thank you, Fullness of Truth. We are looking forward to next year's already. I'm sure it's going to be big. So I want to tell you what is coming up. First of all, the Bishop John W. Yonta 14th Annual Dove Hunt is September 1st. Opening day is September 1st, so we're going to have our dove hunt on September 1st. Go to SanAntonioFamilyAssociation.com/dove hunt to register. There you're going to see all the raffle items they're going to have. Also, pricing and Iltis Ranch, where it's located. I think they have the directions to the ranch on there, but you want to get involved. This is a Guadalupe Radio Network, San Antonio Family Association event, so want to make sure everybody's aware of that. And all you hunters out there, it is the dove hunt capital of the world. You're talking South Texas dove hunt, and it is beautiful. There's a dinner. If you have any they're going to do the disposition of articles. So if you articles, so if you have, a broken rosary or a broken crucifix or, anything or a book that, is torn apart, you want to bring it. We're going to have a priest make sure that that disposition goes very well. And, the fire is controlled, but, it will happen out there as well. So you can bring those by the GRN station. So, just go online or email me at gordon@grnonline.com. And we can go from there. The other thing I want to let you know is I'm going to be at St. Philip Benizi. I'm going to do a pulpit talk this weekend, August 23rd and 24th. Should be a fun event out there. And looking forward to meeting all of Father, Paul Melgarejo's congregation out there. The last thing I want to mention is go to GRN Online, because the Seine River Cruise information is on there. April 22nd through the 30th, and that's next year. That's after the Fishers of Men dinner. So you want to go in there and check out the GRN Seine River Cruise. And lastly, September 8th through the 12th is our GRN Fall Share-a-thon. It is themed Jubilee, celebrating the Jubilee of the GRN, September 8th through 12th. It's at that time. You can call that 800-476-3311 number. Make your one-time or monthly pledge of support for the Guadalupe Radio Network. Okay, so I promised you, Ray, you'd have plenty of time. So it's 9 after. I just went through my intro. Ray, welcome to the program. Glad you're here, and glad you're here to talk about the GRN Academy.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, thanks, Gordy. We did have fun this weekend at the Fullness of Truth Conference. It was a great event. Yeah. But yeah, so the GRN Academy, what is it? Well, we decided at GRN that we wanted to put together a way to help people to go deeper into the understanding the Catholic faith, because the Catholic faith is just enormously rich. I mean, we have 2,000 years of history, a lot of knowledge. So, and we had a lot of in-house knowledge inside of GRN.
Right.
So we, many of us have teaching experience. And so we said, let's put together our own academy.
Where you're a professor at UTSA.
I've been teaching college for, in 2028, I will have been teaching college for 40 years. So that's a long time, but mostly in science and philosophy. So we decided to get together and say, hey, you know, let's set some courses up. So we have Dave Palmer, who you mentioned was here in San Antonio for the Fullness of Truth Conference. He's our executive director up in Dallas. Dave Palmer is going to be teaching a class on the Summa Theologica. We have the lovely Julie Carrick, who if you've ever heard Julie sing before, it'll just bring tears to your eyes. Yeah. She's amazingly good. She's going to be teaching a course called Music in the Liturgy. We have our own Steve Gleason. He's going to be teaching a course on communication skills for Catholic apologetics. Right. And that's, one's going to be, taught by Steve Gleason. The most popular course we have is by Adam Bly and our own Adam Bly and Debbie Giorgiani.
That's always a popular subject.
They're teaching a course called Angels and Demons. And they've already got 30-something students signed up for their class. Our least popular class is the one I'm teaching.
Well, that's why you're on the air.
That's right. Yeah. I'm teaching a class called Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics. And you might be wondering, whoa, Why is a Catholic apostolate teaching a pagan philosopher Aristotle?
Right.
Well, it turns out Aristotle's work, and in particular Socrates, Plato, and Aristotle, those three guys, they derived from each other. Plato was a student of Socrates, and Aristotle was a student of Plato. They laid essentially the foundation for all of Western civilization. Our ethics, our metaphysics, everything, essentially came from those three guys. And in particular, a lot of Catholic theology is derived from the work of Thomas Aquinas, who based much of his thinking on Aristotle. So if you really want to understand Catholic theology, why we believe the things we do, you really want to understand Aristotle's ethics, things like virtue, character, why are those important? And you want to understand Aristotle's metaphysics, right? The understanding of why, how there's a prime mover. He didn't call it God or Jesus, of course, because he was a few hundred years before Jesus.
Right.
But Aristotle recognized that everything has a purpose, and that there's ultimately a prime mover. And those types of concepts are really important to understanding Catholic theology. You really get a deep understanding of it. So I decided to go ahead and open up with something I know a lot about, Aristotle's ethics. I've taught it many times over the years and in a lot of different contexts. I should have named the course Foundations of Catholic Morality or something like that. Something a little less heady, because I think people are looking at the title and going, oh my goodness, that is way too heavy of a topic for me. But the bottom line is this, I'm going to teach this course at a very high introductory level. It's going to be fun. Right. I'm usually rated as a pretty fun professor by my students. So it's going to be a fun class. It's going to be a gentle introduction to Aristotle's ethics. All of the classes begin on September 2nd. So the first class that's going to be up to bat is Adam and Debbie's course. They start on September the 2nd. I believe it's at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
My class is going to meet on Saturday mornings.
Right.
Just like the cartoons, Saturday mornings at 8 a.m., Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. We made sure to schedule all of these classes so that people could take them without being interrupted by work or anything like that. So they're usually evening classes or weekend classes. So my class, Introduction to Aristotle's Ethics, will meet on Saturday mornings at 8 o'clock in the morning. All of the classes only last for 7 weeks. Just a 7-week course. They only meet once a week for 50 minutes. So it's 7 50-week sessions. Everything you need to know about the classes you can find out by going to grnonline.com/academy.
Or it's on the opening page.
Right
GRN
there.
GRN Academy.
Right there.
Right. Just you go to set it up.
grnonline.com.
Yeah.
And right there, just scroll down a bit. You'll see the GRN Academy. When you go there, you can read all the descriptions of all the courses that we, each one of us that's teaching a course, made a video to introduce ourselves and the course. And you can also sign up. You can register. The cost for each course is $149.
Yeah.
And then there's a $25 registration fee. So each course is $149 with a one-time $25 registration fee. Go to grnonline.com/academy to learn all there is to know about the courses. And please sign up for my introduction to Aristotle's ethics. It'll be fun. You'll learn a lot. And then on the next session, you can take my introduction to Aristotle's metaphysics, which I'll be covering that on the next session, if it makes, right? So
but we got to get some, registrations.
Got to get some registrations. Yeah, absolutely. Right now, I've only got, I think, two. So
Dave Palmer,
Dave's got about 10 or so. Yeah. But by far, the most popular course is Adam and Debbie's class, Angels and Demons.
Right.
And they're followed by Dave Palmer's, and then followed by the Steve Gleason's apologetics class. I think he's got about 10 or so.
Okay.
So Julie and I are kind of bringing up the rear, but you know, sign up for Julie's class to learn about music and the liturgy, and sign up for my class to learn about Aristotle's ethics, grnonline.com/academy. That'll get you all the information you need.
And Ray, how did all this come about? We have like 3 minutes, but
how did
all this evolve?
Yeah, this basically started out as an idea in Toya's head, our foundress, Toya Hall. She's like, hey, you know what? How can we help Catholics gain a deeper appreciation of their faith? That's my timer. Yeah, that's what we do, right? At GRN, right? We're all about educating people about their Catholic faith. And that's what our programming is all about, helping you to appreciate how beautiful and rich your Catholic faith is.
Right.
Because frankly, you know, like those of us that grew up in the 70s, we were very poorly catechized. Right? I'll just give you a real brief example. I really had no appreciation of the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist until I was about, 50 years old.
Yeah.
Right. And to understand all of that requires, you know, a little bit of thinking. And that was the idea behind all of this, was to put together some classes where we can help folks get a really deeper understanding of their faith.
Yeah.
So you have Summa Theologica. We have Aristotle. We have the music and the liturgy. We have Catholic apologetics. We have angels and demons. Those are all different topics that help people to get a little bit deeper understanding of their faith, right? But we didn't want to make it too deep, right? This isn't like a graduate level course, right, where I'm going to have you read the entire ethics.
You're not going to have a final exam.
I might have a little quiz, a little fun quiz. But that's about it, right? But that's where that came from. Basically, it was part of our mission, to educate and evangelize. That's essentially where this came from.
Well, I think it's going to be fantastic. And you know, like a lot of times, you know, we learn as we get older, our brain starts to really, like a sponge, bring it in.
Absolutely.
And so the one compelling thing that when I was part of my coming back was, you know, when I heard the DNA in the Eucharist when it bled, God's showing us. It's a DNA of a 33-year-old
DNA
male.
And the same blood type the time, which is like totally amazing.
And if you're into science, hey, that should be compelling enough for you to say,
one of the things we teach in the Catholic Church is that there cannot be a battle between faith and reason. They go together perfectly, and they blend together perfectly. They have to.
Yeah.
Because our faith can be derived from reason, and that's just part of what Catholics believe.
Well, I believe it's going to be a great session for each session, and you want to go into grnonline.com. I'm in there right now. You can, like you said, see a video about each course, each professor, and go in there. grnonline.com. It's right on the welcome page. It's on the right hand side. GRN Academy. Just click on that to register. Ray, thank you.
You got it, Gordy. Anytime.
You're always welcome here. And for everybody else, sit tight. We're going to come back. And you don't want to miss this discussion about the St. Louis Day celebration. We'll be right back. the San Antonio Family Association's Bishop John W. Yonta Dove Hunt to benefit the Guadalupe Radio Network is just around the corner. This year's 14th annual hunt will take place on Monday, September 1st at Iltis Ranch in the Dove Capital of Texas. Come enjoy a great hunt, a fajita dinner, and a raffle. Go to sanantoniofamilyassociation.com/dovehunt to register, become a sponsor, and to purchase digital raffle tickets.
GRN family, your ultimate Catholic adventure awaits. Cruise the Seine River with Guadalupe Radio, Paris, Lisieux, Normandy, and more. This beautiful pilgrimage experience, led by Father Sam Medley, host of The Quest, Debbie Giorgiani of The Spirit World, and Dave Palmer and Sean Rice of GRN, will be a faith-filled journey with friends, food, and France. Want more? Add an optional extension to Lourdes. Pack your bags and your rosary. Visit grnonline.com to learn more.
Do you long to hear God's voice? Lord, teach me to pray. The free Ignatian Prayer Series will open your heart to His voice, to the peace you are seeking, and the only love that fulfills the human heart, Jesus. God is calling you to true joy, knowing Jesus personally. Lord, teach me to pray is free. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Click on the red box. Order Lord Teach Me to Pray now. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
Fullness of Truth presents their third annual Fall Catholic Family Conference, the Catholic Cultural Revival 2.0, restoring the good, true, and beautiful to a searching world. This will take place October 3rd through 5th at the Kalahari Resort and Convention Center in Round Rock. Speakers include Dr. Edward Shree, Dr. Mary Healy, Dr. Dan Snyder, and many others. For tickets, schedules, and more information, visit fullnessoftruth.org. That's fullnessoftruth.org.
All right, and welcome back, everyone. So glad you're joining us. Really appreciate your listenership, and my heart goes out to everybody out there. Prayers, we're always praying for everyone here at the Guadalupe Radio Network. But I am so thankful that you are listening in. It really means a lot to me. Just want to thank Ray Lopez, our Director of Technology and Giving. One thing we didn't mention, it's my fault, I should have mentioned, these are online courses. So you don't have to leave your home. You can do this from your office. You can do this from your phone. Online courses, go to grnonline.com and click on the GRN Academy, and there you can register. $149 per class. I think there's a $25 registration fee, but thank you, Ray, for coming on. We do want to get his class full. Let's try to do that, because Ray really wants to teach, and we don't want his class to fall off because he had one student. So let's get in there. All right, now guess what we get to talk about? Our friends from Castroville are here. Oh my goodness, this is going to be a fun conversation, because we are going to talk about, and Frankie, if what we were talking about in the break room, I want you to mention all that. I hope you remembered.
Absolutely.
It. But I've got Frankie Kemp. I got Joan Tyner. And also, of course, Father Roger Montecalvo, CICM, who did our opening prayer. So, Father, I'm going to turn to you first and just tell us a little bit about yourself, you know, how long you've been out at St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville, and just a little history. How's that?
Yes, thank you so much, Gordy, for inviting us here and giving us the privilege to share about our community, the St. Louis Catholic Church. My name is Father Roger Montecalvo, originated from the Philippines and belong to the Congregation of the Immaculate Heart of Mary. But the pastor assigned in Castroville is Reverend Father John Oscar Bayucola, CICM.
So, yeah, he was
yes.
here. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I've been in Castroville for, I think, 2 years already, and I love the community. It's values-oriented, family-oriented, Catholic faith. And for many years, the church existed there. There's Alsatians and a mixed community.
That's
very diverse,
right.
Very welcoming. And how much more with our St. Louis Festival. So every Sunday, we have that growing community in different masses, like Saturday at 5:30. And we have also that Eucharistic adoration every Thursday. That's whole day. It's whole day confession.
Uh-huh.
And also Sunday at 8 and 10:30 and 12. And we have 2 p.m. Mass. So you see there, and then that is also how we follow the footsteps of our patron, St. Louis, King of France, who himself loved the Eucharist, who loved Jesus. And in fact, before his puberty, he was kneeling in front of his mom and said, "Mom, I promise when I grow old, I will avoid mortal sin." And that's very tempting, yes.
Yeah. And at a young age.
At a young age. And his kingship is marked with that golden age of peace, charity, piety, and the love for Jesus.
A lot of people don't even know what mortal and venial stands for.
Yes.
Right? And at that age, to know that?
Yes, yes.
That's a blessing, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And thank you so much. And this church existed for many years. How many years, Frankie?
Well, since 1844.
1844, yes. And I'm very happy. I believe that's a year before the Alsatians, including the mayor and Alsace, came with that big delegations, and we celebrated Mass, and that reminded me of the history also.
Well, I'll tell you, I've been out there many a times. I've been on retreat at the Moy Center, and I know, you know, St. Louis is right behind the Moy Center. And last time Father Oscar was here, we were talking about the school, the middle school and high school, right?
That's correct.
Being built. And, you know, he gave us some history, but I'll tell you, Castroville is growing in leaps and bounds, and it's just a matter of time before we're connected, I think. Because from 1604, it's not but 20 minutes, you know? Right. But what I love about Castroville is the people, and, you know, this St. Louis Day celebration, we're going to talk about that right now, but how did it start? We were talking in the break room about it. Tell me about how it started, because that's big.
Sure. Well, officially, we call this the 143rd St. Louis Day celebration. Some say it may have been longer than that, but we won't debate that. But it's been a big festival in Castroville for at least 143 years. I mean, I was reading some articles earlier about in the 1880s. How St. Louis Day would start on a Saturday. The bishop would come out to town in procession. The people in the town would meet him at the city limits, and they'd proceed in. He'd freshen up. They'd have a pontifical high mass followed by vespers at 2 o'clock, and then they'd have confirmation. And this was in around 1900. They actually had 100 students being confirmed in that little community, right? And then it went on, and it's developed over the years, right?
Yeah.
At one point, it was named the homecoming for the state of Texas by the Texas Tourist Agency.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that's true because I did some research before the show. In the last few years, we've been doing sign-up sheets for St. Louis Day, guest booklets, you know, and we sent out reminder postcards.
Right.
Just in the last few years, we've had 10 countries, different countries sign up, 22 different states, 95 Texas cities have signed up, and 133 total cities. So we truly are a homecoming out there. And St. Louis Day, like we say, my friend Pancho Man says, it hangs on the calendar like Christmas. So,
we're talking a huge celebration. There's a lot of parish festivals that go on, and, you know, they're fun to be at, but this is a 2-day event. And Joan Tyner is here in the studio. Joan, you sent me, you know, information regarding St. Louis Day, and I'm glad you came on too. Tell us a little bit about what you do over there at St. Louis.
Well, I am publicity chairperson, I guess.
Uh-huh.
I still make Frankie do a whole lot of things. So he is so great with all the history of the event. I run the raffle and anyway, lots of different things. I wear lots of hats and so do lots of other people. We really have probably hundreds of volunteers that put this
you
on.
You have to.
It literally
huge.
Takes a village.
Yeah.
And it's so amazing and so neat to see how everybody just comes together. We have 7 or 8 people at the helm, but we basically can't do it without every booth chair person, all of the volunteers come together. And sometimes it's just the same families year after year for generations. And it's so neat to see. We have a lot of entertainment and great food and great drinks. And we start on a Saturday night. It's a 2-day event. 14 years ago, we started with a beer garden. Frankie can tell you a whole lot more about that.
Yeah, we're going to talk about that and the food.
Yes. So it's basically a 2-day event. Come out to historic Castroville, and there's so much to see and do.
And it's coming up really quickly, and that's why I wanted to have it. And Frankie and I, last time you were here a month ago talking about it, I said we have to have you on before the 23rd and 24th because there's going to be even more people going out there now. I have a feeling.
Well, you know, Gordy, I'm glad we got a chance to do it. But all your listeners that don't live in Castroville, a lot of them are going to be coming out. What we have become is a weekend event now,
yeah.
Right? You'll see families that oftentimes will come out Friday, and they'll stay at the local hotel or at the Landmark Inn or an Airbnb or a Verbo residence. There's right. a lot of those historic buildings that do that.
Uh-huh.
And they'll come out and they'll spend time in historic Castroville Friday.
Right.
They'll catch the Beer Garden on Saturday. They catch St. Louis Day on Sunday. And so it's become that type of an event, right? And, you know, Joan talked about the family traditions.
Yeah.
Our chairman of the barbecue, it's Todd Habe and Travis Holzhaus. They've been chairing it for 20 plus years.
Havian and Holstein. I like that.
And they've been barbecuing for over 40 years, right?
Wow.
And before that, their fathers did. And their fathers, right? And
yeah.
the Grove family. Yeah. They've been doing the beans for decades, right? It perpetuates itself. The Fuentes family that helps with the barbecue all these years.
Because they're serving over 4,000 plates.
Yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. my goodness.
And
that's a lot.
In addition to all the other food booths that are on the grounds.
Yeah.
Right.
And that's the other thing I want to talk about. Everything that goes on, because like I said, this is a you call it a celebration, right?
Oh yeah.
And it's not your run of the mill, you know, parish festival. This is humongous, 2 days, and so it takes a lot of coordination, as you were saying. But you know, Father, when you look at this and you look at the 2 day celebration, what does that do for the community?
It's, for me, I can describe this one as I witness it personally. It's a homecoming, gathering together, and a celebration of life and a cultural celebration, but also inspired with the example of St. Louis, King of France, is going to have this awareness of what are we celebrating,
right.
The whole community, not only for the Catholics, and also for those, our brothers and sisters out there to come. And I witnessed that one. A lot of people, not only in Castroville, but neighboring cities, they come out. And it's fantastic.
Yeah, you don't have to be Catholic to come out to this celebration.
Right.
I mean, this is St. Louis Day.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we're really celebrating the saint, right?
Yes, but it's highlighted with a mass also at the Kinnick Park on Saturday at 5:30 and on Sunday at 9:30 in the morning. It will be a St. Louis Catholic Church. And we have mass also at 12 noon.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I tell you what, it's August 23rd and 24th, and I want to make sure that everybody out there I want them to go out there and experience it. I'm going to try to make it out there. Now, I've got a pulpit talk this weekend in Poteet, so I got to map it out, see how far Poteet is from Castroville, but
not
I don't think
far.
It's that
not far.
No. And so I think I can drop by after the vigil mass on Saturday or go by after the masses on Sunday, but it's 2 days. Tell us a little bit about what goes on Saturday, because that's a big day as well, right?
Absolutely.
Not just Sunday. Sunday's the biggest day, but Saturday you've got stuff going on. What's happening there?
Yeah, well, Saturday's become quite big as well, but it's funny. I think it was 2011 after a St. Louis Day. A buddy of mine, like I said, we sat around. We're just decompressing after the festival. Said, you know, we ought to have something Saturday, something for the members of the parish, because we work hard, right? We're putting it on for everybody else. So let's have a little get together, a little mini beer garden, right?
Yeah.
People go to the workers' mass at 5:30, as Father mentioned,
the
that
vigil,
we do down
yeah.
there,
yeah.
and then they can have a little place to relax a little bit and get ready for the next day. Well, that was how many years ago? 2012, 14 years ago.
This is the 14th year.
And now we're packing the place out. I think, I mean, you
all
know,
because yeah, you just yeah, wanted to get together yeah, before.
Yeah, I think recently we had like, I mean, it's a beer garden, right? So we had a lot of wine and beer, but I think we moved like 29 or 30 kegs of beer.
Wow.
We have live music yeah. and things that go on all day. For us that live there, we start working toward that common goal already, right?
Yeah.
And this is a big week for us.
Yeah.
I think the people of Cashville enjoy this festival as much as anybody because we cut together, we work hard to a common goal, we see people we haven't seen in a long time, and
right.
then we have people come from out of town that used to live in Castroville or their relative lives in Castroville.
A homecoming.
And it's a homecoming, and they come back and see all the incredible work that's done back in the kitchen area, for example.
Right.
Or they come make sausage. We make our own sausage the morning before.
Do you really?
Yes.
Oh,
so,
my goodness.
Yeah, thousands of pounds of sausage. We make the Castroville Alsatian style sausage, we call it.
Yeah, there's different styles. So
oh,
what do y'all serve out
oh,
there?
Oh, yeah. We call it Alsatian sausage, right? But it's
yep.
a Castroville version. The Hogue family has been doing that for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
Still
yeah.
do it. We all get together. We make it early Saturday morning. We put it in the coolers. It's ready to go for the weekend.
That's going to be incredible. That's a lot of food that y'all need to. Now, you have a cooking team out there as well, right?
A big cooking team. Yeah. I mean, there's dozens and dozens of. I mean, somebody has to cook the beans. Somebody has to cook the sausage. Somebody barbecues all the brisket.
And are these nights? Are they Knights of Columbus? Or, you know, because knights usually take up the cooking responsibility.
Yeah. No, it's just members of the parish, not any particular organization that does it. And, you know, we light the fire at 7:30 the night before.
Oh, yeah. I want to talk about that. I had it in my notes.
Yeah, the lighting of the sacred fire.
Who lights the fire?
It's going to probably be Father Oscar. Yeah, okay. Father Oscar will probably do it because this is his first St. Louis Day.
Well, and Father, you're going to be there too, obviously, right?
Father Roger, you'll be there.
Yeah. So what is the lightning of that it kicks it off?
So we have a mountain of mesquite wood that we have to get for this to put this on, right?
Yeah.
And we got a big fire pit that we pile it high, like almost like a bonfire.
Yeah.
And we know we have to have all those coals that we need. And so we thought to have a little fun with the beer garden, we'd have something that we playfully call the lighting of the sacred fire, right? And so we'll have typically our priest here for the first time, or somebody that's involved in the community, we have a torch and we take a break in the beer garden and say, let's go. And we all walk back and we light the sacred fire so that'll make the mesquite coals that we need when the early morning hours, when they put the meat on, it's ready to go. And so what a tradition that is. Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Joan, are you going to be there?
Oh, absolutely.
Everybody, all the volunteers, everybody who works this event is going to be there for that.
But yes. We have people that stay all night long cooking.
Yes. Oh, yes.
So. My goodness. They don't sleep?
No, they don't.
Oh, goodness. I couldn't do that.
Yeah. And by the way, Gordy, it's free admission to both days, and it's free parking.
I was going to ask about it, man, because we hadn't talked about it.
There's
is
no admission.
Free?
Yes. It's free admission, free parking. Of course, we charge for the meals and the food and stuff. But it's free parking. And the best thing is we have a parking, a chartered bus.
So if you have parked far.
From the church. So you go to the 9:30 Mass, leave Mass, get on the shuttle, and it runs all day long back and forth. And it's only 8 blocks away.
Okay.
So it's not like a long way, right? Yeah. We drop you off. It's the best way to do it. You don't have to worry about the hassle of parking. It's a big parking lot there.
So is this like I'm trying to visualize. Is it Joan, is it an open field or?
This is actually, it's been there for a million years, longer than me, but it's on the Medina River, and it is a hall, a pavilion, pavilion area, lots of shade trees.
So
all of our booths are scattered out throughout the whole area. We take up the whole park. So we serve the meal at St. Louis Day underneath the pavilion. Uh-huh. At Beer Garden on Saturday night, people can go and eat it there as well. We have different things. But on Sunday, we have entertainment that starts by 11 o'clock. We have mariachis, and we have the Alamo City Community Marching Band. Mm-hmm. We have the Fire on the Mountain Cloggers. We have the Alsatian Dancers of Texas. Yeah. We will have our locals, Julie and Michelle. Julie Ginther and Michelle Mangle. They sing every single year.
Yeah.
New this year, one of our seniors at Medina Valley, Chaz Baim, and also a cousin of mine, is going to be...
Chaz Baim, I like that.
Yes, he's going to be wowing the crowds.
B-O-E-H-M,
with his talent,
right?
B-O-E-H-M-E.
H-M-E, okay.
And he's going to be on at 2 o'clock.
Nice.
Then we have Weston Rips band coming on about 3:30. And then we have Jordan Gauna and the Yancey Highway Band, sorry, I've said that wrong, at 4:30.
And then the night before.
The night before, we have Brett Mullins Band, followed by Texas Tempo, which is one of our local parishioners, Dr. Louis Arguelles, and several other, Frank Martinez, several other local parishioners. Yeah. And it's actually generational and they're local, they've been doing this forever, their children are now helping them. And it's so fun. They play lots of good classical songs we'd all love from 70s, 80s, 90s.
Well,
they're fun. Everybody's fun. Brett's great. So.
And when I get back, I want to talk about the kids' stuff, the raffle. There's more to talk about. We're talking about St. Louis Day out in Castroville. If you're listening, I got Joan Tyner. I got Frankie Kemp. I got Father Rogers here. So you want to stay tuned. Come back because we're going to really bring this home after the break, okay? Sit tight. The San Antonio Family Association's Bishop John W. Yonta Dove Hunt to benefit the Guadalupe Radio Network is just around the corner. This year's 14th annual hunt will take place on Monday, September 1st at Iltis Ranch in the Dove Capital of Texas. Come enjoy a great hunt, a fajita dinner, and a raffle. Go to sanantoniofamilyassociation.com/dovehunt to register, become a sponsor, and to purchase digital raffle tickets.
Have you ever received an email, text, or a commentary from someone that came from such a place of anger and hate that you were totally taken off guard? I was once attacked on Facebook by someone I've known for many years over a conversation about abortion and Planned Parenthood. I never attacked her or threw out any nasty name calling. I just shared data and facts and offered to share more offline. She basically told me I could take my data and shove it. I knew she was coming from such a place of pain. I don't know her past experiences exactly, but I understood that what was coming out of her mouth was something that lived in her heart. When we're placed in these situations, we may want to respond by defending ourselves or attacking back, but as Christians, we need to stop and think. Focus the conversation on Christ and continue to come from a place of love and charity. Invite the Holy Spirit into your heart to guide you, because what lives in your heart will come out of your mouth. This has been an Epiphany Insight. I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, a communications evangelist.
You've heard it said, don't put off tomorrow what you can do today. So instead of letting your unused vehicle sit idle one more day, why not donate it to the Guadalupe Radio Network? Just call 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click on Donate Now. That's 1-866-628-2277 or come by grnonline.com and click Donate Now. Later model cars or trucks are greatly appreciated. Seize the day by calling 1-866-2277.
And we're back. Welcome back, everyone. Gordy Zambrano here, General Manager for the Guadalupe Radio Network, South and Central Texas. You're listening to In His Vineyard, and I've got some beautiful guests here from St. Louis Catholic Church in Castroville, Texas, right down the road from us. We are talking about their huge, this is big, their St. Louis Day celebration. And, you know, we've covered kind of like the general stuff that's going on, the lighting of the fire, the beer garden on Saturday. And so at the break, I was asking Joan and Frankie, let's talk about the raffle, the kids stuff, because want to encourage families, right? So absolutely. Kids, Joan, what is there to do for the kiddos?
We have a boardwalk section, cute little kid games, fish pond, the typical things like that, yeah. Snow cones, all in a certain area over by Bingo in the shade, and lots of fun little things to do for the kids. They'll start that usually about 10:30, 11 o'clock towards 2 or 3 o'clock. We have a doll and toy booth for boys and girls. Yeah. And so we get a few little corporate donations there, and we do some big spins. You pretty much spin. You put so many tickets down, you spin, and whoever gets the number gets the prize.
Right.
Lots of fun things like that.
So. Okay. And then the raffle, Frankie, that's mm-hmm. another big thing, but go ahead. You're going to make a point.
Well, no, it's okay. Jones works very hard on the raffle, by the way.
Oh,
and
wow.
We've got $5,000 prize, you know, for
I saw that Visa. $5,000 yes. Visa card.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh. That's the top prize.
Yep. Wow. And so she works it all year and doing it. And she's being very modest when she says she does it a little bit. Nobody works harder than Joan
to put on St. Louis. You're being
so, you know. Yeah. It's very hard. And by the way, the kids thing, right across from that, we have something we've been doing since 1999, and we call it the St. Louis Downs Horse Racing Booth.
I saw that. What is that about?
So you have to come see it to believe it. But it's something that actually originated back in the 60s and early 70s that the Decock family out there did, and they had a game of chance, right, where the horses would race down the track. And back in those days, you could do it for money, of course, that eventually the Alcoholic Beverage Commission said no more. And it went away for a long time until 1999. A buddy of mine got it going again, and we built it up. And it's probably the loudest place on the grounds. You'll see it as you come down the hill. It's called St. Louis Downs. And so a lot of the kids come over there. You know, there's that – Yeah, we have a good time
they hear
there.
They hear the loudness when they come in. They want to see what it is.
It's on Facebook, too. If your buddy wants to go look at stlouisday.com, you'll see a video of it. You
know, y'all are on Facebook. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yes. And, you know, so all of that, you know, it's something to do right after the big meal. Right? You know, we put two meats on that plate. Right?
Oh,
so
wow.
We have sausage, we have brisket, we have potato salad, we have beans, we have coleslaw, we have Habies bread out there. We got a cake booth and pies. So it's a lot
Habies
to do.
Bread is the best out
isn't
there.
It?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
isn't it?
I love it. I stop there every time.
Yeah. Yeah. Sop those beans up with it.
Yeah. Matter of fact, I went in there during car raffle. They let me put up a little header card, a card to announce car raffle. They're right. So nice.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome.
Very supportive.
And members of the parish,
yes.
By the way.
Oh, yes, indeed.
Yeah,
exactly. I got to mention that. We got to mention that.
Yeah. You know, Joan was talking, but anyway, so Joan was talking about different things to do. You know, there's we have something there called Just Treasures, right?
Uh-huh.
You know, you've been to yard sales, right? Citywide yard sales. Right?
Yeah.
Well, we do a citywide yard sale, but we do it at St. Louis Day. On the back part of the park. No,
a yard sale as well?
Well, it's called Just Treasures, and it's under the pecan trees, right? So it's real shady. And we put that set up for people to go there that are looking for
the
things that people like to shop for, right?
Yeah.
But then for the really nice stuff, you go inside the air-conditioned hall, and they have a silent auction in there.
Oh, wow.
And we have some really neat antiques and historical things that are in there that you can bid on. And it's huge. It's a lot.
You
and
guys have a lot of stuff going on. Silent auction, mm-hmm. yard sale, raffle, mm-hmm. kids' place, food galore, mm-hmm. beer and wine and sodas and water. Galore, it's going to be a full day.
And the silent auction has two closing times, just FYI, 2:30 and 3:30.
Okay.
So by 3:30, we're pretty much done, but the hall is open on Saturday night and Sunday so that you can kind of see what you want to bid on.
Yeah.
St. Louis Downs is also Saturday and Sunday. Saturday night, we also have cornhole and washer tournaments going on in addition to different foods. We have St. Louis Red Hot. We have the hot dogs. We have pulled pork nachos, a couple of different things like that. Pulled pork sandwiches. So different foods from Sunday.
Yeah.
And then, of course, Sunday, the meal, as Frankie mentioned, we also have sausage on a bun and chopped barbecue sandwiches that kind of go along with that in different
My mouth
booths.
Is watering as you're talking.
Those
we have nachos and popcorn for sale also.
Uh-huh.
So we have lots of food options.
Yeah.
And then we have, of course, the beer garden with our German beers. We have Wursteiner, Ziegenbach, and Pacifico this year that we're going to be selling. We have a wine. We have various wines.
Yeah.
We have a couple of non-beer items like Smirnoff and White Claw, which we also sell on Sunday.
Ooh.
And the big beer booth is over on Sunday, is over by the Riverside stage, right next to all of our great entertainment that's going to be happening.
And lots of security, right?
Oh, yeah.
Castroville police are going to be everywhere.
Well, we have security there. That's going to be very safe, and it's great.
It's
a family deal.
It's a
family deal, exactly. Yeah. We do not have outside vendors. This is all put on by our parishioners.
And bring your appetite, right, Father? Because, as a priest there at St. Louis, and you and Father Oscar are going to be walking around, right?
Yes.
Eating
all the time.
and
conversing. People get to know deeper in the culture.
Yeah.
And I love it based on my experience for the 2 years. Yeah.
Well, it's going to be a fun event. And, you know, anything Catholic, I love. I love everything Catholic. So y'all are going to have fun.
Are you familiar with Liederkranz Choir, right then? Yeah, the Liederkranz Choir and Men's Choir?
Yeah.
Okay. They've been coming out for 40-something years. They sing and provide the music for Mass at 9:30.
Ooh, that's going to be beautiful.
So they'll be there. So Father Roger, Father Oscar will celebrate.
Yeah.
The Liederkranz Choir will provide the song. Liederkranz Choir, they, along with everybody else, they hop on the bus, and they come on down to the park as soon as Mass is over.
That is so cool. Now, if I want to buy a raffle ticket, can I do it online?
You can do that from our rectory. Sometimes you can call. It's all our parishioner. Any of our 2,000 parishioners have tickets, but it is for sale down there on Sunday. We have the Pot of Gold raffle. Also, our St. Anne Society has beautiful quilts. I think there's 6 this year.
Nice.
And so both of those raffles are in the same booth, and you can buy tickets to either. And let's see, they're $5 a piece,
for
a pot of gold.
Okay, $5.
And $3 a piece for the quilt raffle. And
so the pot of gold is his Visa $5,000.
Right. Yeah, that's the top prize. And then we have a $1,000 Visa. We have a couple of 500s, probably 300s, on all the way down to $50, mostly Visa gift cards, and then gift cards to local stores in our town as well. And then some of the bigger box stores as well.
I was going to ask you, Frankie, what does this do to the city of Castroville?
Oh, it's fantastic.
I mean, we've been talking about St. Louis, right? St. Louis, but this has an impact on the city.
Absolutely. And it drives traffic to Castroville, but it's part of the big picture of Castroville, right? Mm-hmm. There's pieces of the puzzle of what makes Castroville so popular, right? One of those is St. Louis Day. But we have old-fashioned. So we all work together to join it. This is our way to help, right? And it's a very popular event, and we're really excited about it. You know those quilts that Joan was talking about? Those things are handmade by the ladies in Fairfield, by the St. Anne's Society. And they're valued at close to $1,000 each.
Whoa.
Yeah. So those are just not something thrown together.
It's not just here a throw blanket. This is a beautifully woven quilt.
These are quilted, old-fashioned, beautiful quilts. And the ladies do a phenomenal job with it.
Wow. And we do that drawing at 5 o'clock.
Okay. Yeah. So you got, go on out Sunday. There, eat and drink, buy your raffle tickets to the, for the quilt and for the cash.
Right.
And then at 5 o'clock, we see who's going to be the blessed winner.
That's right.
Because for $5, if you win $5,000, man, that's pretty good. That's pretty fortunate for a $5 ticket. So, but I'm sure people are buying like $100 worth.
Oh, wow. There are people who do that, yes.
Yeah. They want 20 tickets at $5, right? Yeah. I mean, you want more chances. But people are going to be walking around selling raffle tickets. You got a booth?
We have a booth, yes.
And it's going to be easy to partake. Yes. In boats. So I want to encourage everybody to go out there because I guarantee you're going to have a good time. And we mentioned, family. It's going to be a huge family event, and I'm sure tons of families are coming out.
Yes. Another event that's really great for families, kids, all ages, we do what's called the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Oh, you're doing that out there?
Yeah, so years ago, I remember having the dunking booth or whatever, but actually, my son was involved, and Philip Sherhart, when he was director about 2017, in trying to come up with where the bucket just drops on your head with the cold water. So we have this whole huge PVC created thing with this elaborate and then very cold water. So every hour on the hour, we try to put a local celebrity, so to speak.
Father.
Father did it the first time he was here, but Father Oscar, he's going to find out about it this year.
Oh, boy.
So first up, we have our principal at St. Louis School, Dr. Jimmy Gord. Uh-huh. And then second is going to be one of our councilmen, Mr. Phil King. And then we have our mayor, Bruce Alexander.
The mayor's going to sit up there too,
3 o'clock.
Oh, man.
At 4 o'clock, we have, who am I missing now? Can't think.
Well, we'll let you think about
it. Father Roger at
Father
probably
Roger,
5 o'clock.
You're going to get soaked.
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
It's fun. And the kids come up and they want to throw the ball and hit the target, and they just love it. And there's prizes and things too. But
now, if anybody wants to see all of this that we're talking about, we probably have listeners out there driving around going, where do I go? St. Louis, it's what's the website?
It's stlouisday.com, but it's spelled out stlouisday.com.
S-A-I-N-T, Saint Louis-Day .com. stlouisday.com.
Yes.
I'm hoping a lot of people are going to hit that site and find out because, a lot of this is about awareness, right? Maybe a lot of people are saying, wow, Castroville's right here and I've never heard of it. I'm Catholic. I go to this parish in San Antonio, but that's a nice little getaway. Like you said, there's Airbnbs, there's hotels.
There's actually a weekend planner tab on our website.
Oh, my goodness, that's perfect.
Right. They can plan their whole weekend.
Well, I think it's going to be a great event. It's this weekend, August 23rd and 24th. Mm-hmm. And, like you said, the Saturday is Saturday is a big day, the vigil mass and then the lighting of the fire. So there's a lot to do there.
Right. And it doesn't start till then, right? So if they want to come join us at the vigil mass, they're welcome. It's for the workers. But anybody that wants, you're in town early, come on.
Yeah.
And then that's when we start.
And Vigil Masses really kicks everything off.
Yes.
Right?
That's
and
correct.
And then everybody buses over to...
Well, actually, we don't bus Saturday night. Saturday night.
Oh, okay.
Night,
so everybody
there's plenty
drive
of room
over there.
Saturday, right? Yeah. So they just drive up and just join us. And we go till 11 o'clock Saturday night.
We're
on
till
11 o'clock.
Well, I tell you what, I think it's going to be a fantastic event. I'm so happy that y'all came on to talk about it because, you know, when you came on to talk about the school that's being built, you know, we talked about St. Louis Day, and I was like, we gotta build awareness about this event. This is a great event. But again, stlouisday.com, spell out Saint. I want Father to take us out in prayer. We got like 2 minutes left, so if
Perfect.
We can do that. Go ahead, Father.
On behalf of our pastor, Father Oscar Gordy, we express our gratitude for this Guadalupe Radio Network and also for all of you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks and praise for this opportunity to talk about our St. Louis Festival this coming August 23rd and 24th. We ask you, God, to bless the Guadalupe Radio Network and all faithful people working on this wonderful radio station. We ask you to bless all those who have listened today. May their hearts be touched by the example of St. Louis and encouraged to grow in holiness and faith. Grant them peace, courage, and joy in their daily lives, guiding them ever closer to you, loving embrace. Loving Father, through the intercession of Our Lady of Guadalupe, we always remain steadfast in our commitment to you and open the prompting of the Holy Spirit. Lead us forward as a community of believers united in purpose and mission as we strive to glorify you in all that we do. And now, through the power of your love and grace, may Almighty God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Wow, that was perfect. You actually went to the music. You couldn't have timed that any better. That comes from God. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Frankie, thank you for coming in. Joan,
thank you.
Father, thank you for coming in. StLouisDay.com, S-A-I-N-T, Louis, L-O-U-I-S, D-A-Y.com. Go check it out. And until then, have a blessed week. God bless everyone out there.
A beacon of truth in a troubled world. This is the Guadalupe Radio Network, radio for your soul.
The Guadalupe Radio Network would like to thank Dr. Christopher York, an ENT doctor practicing in medical and surgical treatments of disorders of the ears, nose, and throat, with an emphasis on thyroid and parathyroid surgery. Dr. York is also past president of the Catholic Physicians Guild of San Antonio and can be reached locally at 210-499-4589. Thank you, Dr. York, for your support of the Guadalupe Radio Network.
This is a Messy Family Minute with Mike and Alicia Hernan. The goal of fasting from anything, whether food or other pleasures, is to subordinate our flesh to our will. Basically, we need to make ourselves do things we do not want to do. And the more that we do this, the less selfish and less self-centered we become. We all need to continue to work on this muscle in order to develop its strength. Parents of young children, take note. Nothing so naturally helps develop this muscle like children.
Your children are cute, endearing, compelling little crosses made especially for you. You know, sometimes it's easier to handle a cross we choose ourselves, like I will get up at 4:30 every morning. It's harder to handle crosses we don't choose, like my 2-year-old randomly wakes me up at 4:30. It's important for parents to keep in mind that some subordination of the will is naturally baked into family life. Embrace those moments and don't underestimate them as opportunities for fasting put right in front of you.
Visit us at messyfamilyminute.org.
Have you ever heard someone say, "We need change"? G.K. Chesterton says, "Modern men are not familiar with the rational arguments for tradition, but they are familiar, almost wearily familiar, with all the rational arguments for change." We should not be too quick to favor the new over the old. We should never tear down a wall unless we know why it was put up. If we don't understand the purpose of a tradition, we should first learn that purpose and then decide if the tradition needs to be changed or if we are the ones who need to change. Maybe the tradition is right and we are wrong.
Spend more time with the Apostle of Common Sense. Visit Chesterton.org for more information.
This is 89.7 FM KJMA Radio, Floresville, San Antonio. Also online at grnonline.com. We don't mess with the truth. Hear it, love it, live it.